Hello and welcome to the Ozone. I'm your host, Jeff Hazard, retired Sports Information Director of SUNY Oneonta and the current chair of the Athletic Hall of Fame Committee. And on today's show, we're going to welcome Samantha Skotak, class of 2012, as we preview her induction into our Athletic Hall of Fame on June 7th, 2025. Welcome to the show, Sam.
Hi, Jeff.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. So, Hall of Famer, what does that sound like?
It's a lot to take in. I'm very proud. I was very shocked when I received a call from you, and I couldn't have done it without my teammates and Daphne, and it's a great feeling.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about those teams, because certainly that was a time when we started to build towards something, we thought was going to be pretty good. I mean, we were having, 17, 18, 19 win seasons, but we just couldn't get over the hump to get that championship. So you finally broke through in 2012. Talk a little bit about how that 4-year culmination came about.
Coming in as a freshman, we had, like you said, we had hard teams, we had great leadership, and we just couldn't break that barrier. We just had lot, you know, we lost to Cortland a few times, we lost to New Paltz, Geneseo, and so finally, when it became our senior year, my seniors were myself, Madison Slagle, and Ashley Wellitock, and we just came together. We made some changes. We wanted to get really strict on what we were doing and what we wanted to win. And I specifically remember our senior game, our senior year, we lost to New Paltz. And I remember saying to everybody, this isn't it. We're gonna win. We're gonna bring home the championship. I just had a feeling, and playing at Buff State and winning, it's what we needed. It wasn't always easy, but it was a great feeling.
So when you came in as a freshman, did you ever, I mean, I guess, did you think that you were gonna kind of have the career that you had?
I mean, Daphne did a great job of, I was, as a high school senior, I was looking at many schools, kind of contemplating between D3s, D2s, some small D1 offers, and I really had a look and talk with Daphne about what I wanted. And I knew coming into Oneonta, I wanted to play. I didn't want to sit on the bench. I didn't want to not get those opportunities. And, I struggled a little bit my freshman year, just finding my place, coming from a small school and really excelling, and then coming into Oneonta and having to earn my role and get onto the court. And then, I always knew we were close. We had the talent. Our team was like nothing else. We were close and we had a great coach. We still, Daphne's still holding strong there. And it took a while, but I knew that we had a win. We had a win at least one in our 4 years.
Right. And let's talk a little bit about Daphne, because her along with Tom Moriarty, what a dynamic duo. I mean, they are tremendous. I would sit with both Daphne and Tom on different times throughout my career, just sitting and talking, just talking about whatever, life and what we're doing. And I was raising kids, they were raising kids, you know what I mean? So just kind of those sharing those stories. But what was it like playing for those two together?
Entertaining, I'll say that, number one. But great. I mean, they're both really want to win. They're determined, they're competitive, and they bring that out in us. And there was times that they didn't agree as a coaching staff, and I liked that they allowed leadership to be involved. And Daphne and I have an ongoing joke that I told her, I remember one day we had a meeting, and I was going into this meeting and I swore I was correct. I was going to say what I wanted to say, and she can do something and you'll walk out of there and you'll be like, yeah, no, what she said was right. I was 100% wrong. I was like, you can make colors change. I always used to use that analogy that I can go in and be like, Daphne, this jersey's white. 100% this jersey's white. And she would make me come out thinking that it's rainbow, that she knows how to coach. She wants the best for her players. And Tom, they're just great. That's why they're still there. They're doing what they do. And we can't forget about Norm. Norm was a big
Norm,
part
oh yeah,
too.
another great guy.
And they just made it fun. I mean, there was a lot of tears. There's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that went into it, but they just made 4 years of basketball fun, no
Right.
matter what.
Right. And so it seems like you think that she allowed people to kind of take on a natural leadership role without, I mean, just knowing Daphne, she was always looking for people who would lead on the floor and actually off the court. I mean, off the court is more important almost sometimes than on the court. So how do you think she brought that out in you?
I think she just, it took a little bit of time for us to realize what we both wanted and understanding each other and where we were coming, but she let me be the player I wanted to be. She didn't confine me to just being down low as a small forward. She let me come out and take some crazy threes that I wanted to take, or Madison and I working together and kind of calling our own plays out there and
Right.
taking control. And, she just allowed us to be the person we wanted to be out there. And she supported us in every aspect. She
Right.
might have bumped heads with us a little bit, but she just supported us. And she took our word. If we're out there and we're struggling with what defense we're running or what offense we're running, if something's not working, she took our opinions out there. So
Right.
it was just nice to work together.
Yeah, so now, when you look at, teammates, you just talked about Madison. Certainly the two of you seem to work well on the floor. She was kind of the shooter more, you know what I mean? I tell you, both of you had some incredible games. So what was it like playing with someone who like shared that vision of, winning and trying to, help the team, get to that point?
Well, Madison and I go back. We were rivals in high school and didn't always see eye to eye. And then when I found out that she was going to Oneonta, I had some mixed feelings. How is this person who was my biggest rival? And then we became friends. It took a little bit. It was after our freshman year, but we came inseparable. We're still good friends, best friends. We talk all the time. But it was nice that we always had that competitive, stance. In our high schools, we would go back to back for championships. The games were out of control. So knowing that she always wanted to win, I always wanted to win, and we respected each other. I mean, if Madison was putting up 20 points in a game, then I could do a little bit less. If she's on fire making them, I'm not work having to work as hard at the block and, getting beat up. And if her shots aren't falling, she's getting it into me to make some baskets inside. So it was just nice. We were a good little pair,
Yeah.
and it was fun playing with her.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about your overall college experience. Now talking about some of the things that you did off the floor, your academics, the community service. Daphne was always big on community service. I mean, talk about some of those experiences.
Yeah, it was nice to, being in Oneonta, small town, and the support behind us. And Daphne really made an effort to make sure that we stay involved with the community. And whether it was going out and raking leaves during the fall, we would go read to the kids in the elementary schools. And then even when we were on trips and we were traveling, I remember going to nursing homes and volunteering there. She always made it an effort to show that it's more than basketball. And that was something that she always instilled, that basketball's in there, but family, school come before basketball. And, if anything ever happened, she became like family. And she supported all of our families. We would always have our little team dinners before or after the games up in the skybox. And it just, my dad all the time still asks how Daphne's doing. He'll watch the games throughout the season and he'll call me and let me know, Oneonta won or this happened. And when Daphne just got her 500th win this season, which I was a part of her, I believe it was her 300th
Yeah, I think
win.
so. Yeah.
So yeah, it was just a lot of great memories. And, Oneonta itself, it's a great town. I had many great memories downtown Oneonta, and it's been a long time, but the basketball memories still stay very close to my heart.
Yeah. Can you maybe pick out one or two that you think stand out? I mean, we all, the Suniac Championship certainly, is probably the big one. But I mean, are there other games or moments when you felt, that were kind of highlight things for you?
I mean, even obviously winning, that was number one. a lot of our tournaments, one that stands out to me is I remember playing in a tournament in Boston, I think in Salem, or it was Salem, Massachusetts. And that was a great tournament. It was fun. We had a great trip with everybody. I love being in Massachusetts, but I remember that tournament. We just played well. We played as a team. I think we ended up, we might have lost that. I can't really remember, but I just remember how fun it was to play. And just things like that. Every time we had a away trip or all of our trips to Buffalo, we have a lot of alumni in Buffalo,
Right.
and they would always put on a nice trip for us. They would bring us to a restaurant and all you can eat wings, and it was just nice to talk to some of the older Oneonta alumni and hear about their stories, and just all those memories are happy.
Right. So you graduated with a degree in psychology, and you've been involved doing, many different things. Why don't you talk about some of the experiences that you've had professionally and how you think that your Oneonta experience kind of helped you, because you're in a leadership role now, as a human resource coordinator. So how do you think those kinds of things impacted your professional
I
life?
think always just working as a team with everybody. I started when I graduated from Oneonta, I started working in a psych unit, and became a psych social worker there. And I worked there for 7 years, decided to move down to South Carolina, and wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to do, if I wanted to stay in that psych role or if I wanted to change it up. So I kind of jumped into this role as a substance abuse counselor, and this was something that was very new to me. It was very different than what I was doing, and just jumping in, and it was a smaller company, working with them and being very close with the people I work with. And then I just wanted something different, wanted some growth, and so I applied for a job at the corporate level and wanted to change up a little bit, kind of get away from the psych and the counseling. And my boss, who has also turned into one of my great friends down here, talked to me about human resources and was like, what if I got you to take some classes, get into that side of it? And I jumped into human resources, and it's kind of similar. Now I'm still doing counseling in a different aspect, and I'm still working with my psych degree, but I think Oneonta just taught me to be adaptive, taught me to work as a player, team player, and whatever comes at you, that's where life's going to bring you. Work
Right.
hard and see what you want to do.
Yeah.
So, who knows where I'll end up? Who knows what I'll do? But I'm very happy at what I'm doing right now.
Right. And being involved in some of the things that you've been doing as, counselor, substance abuse, social work. I mean, those are important roles for people to play. And it takes a different, I think it takes a different kind of person to kind of do those things. I myself probably wouldn't be able to do those things, but so as you were going through your educational process, I mean, is that are those the things that you thought you'd be doing? Like, was that where you thought you were going to take it?
No, when I first came to Oneonta, I was actually getting my degree in education, and I did that for about a year, and it just wasn't for me. It's not something I wanted to do. I was like, I don't want to be in a classroom. This is not what I thought. So I ended up talking to my I talked to Daphne, talked to our advisors, and I ended up going into psych. Still wasn't what I thought. I originally thought I wanted to do physical therapy, but Oneonta didn't have a program for that as an
Yeah.
undergrad. So I kind of just kept pivoting to
Yeah.
find what I wanted. And so, like, I think that's what I'm still doing in my adult life after school is I'm just pivoting and finding what my role is going to be and what I want to do, what fulfills me.
Right. And so do you think that your athletic background or, just that kind of team aspect of it, I mean, do you think that that's allowed you to be more flexible maybe? And
Yeah, I think whatever life throws at you, especially that's what happens on the court when you're playing. You know, it's not always going to go your way. And Daphne always said, basketball is a game of runs. Sometimes you're on the good side, sometimes you're on the bad side. And I think that's with life. Sometimes things are going really good and going your way. And sometimes you're like, oh, well, I feel like I'm losing at this one. Let me try something new.
Right.
Yeah, you always have to throw something new with it, but we'll see. This is life.
Yeah. What kinds of things would you, if somebody called you on the phone and said, "Hey, I'm thinking about going to Oneonta," like what would you say to them about Oneonta and your experience to sell them on Oneonta?
All good things. It was great. It's where I made some of my best friends. Great memories there. The athletic program is amazing. If Daphne continues coaching, if somebody's playing basketball, I would always say follow Daphne. But yeah, all positive things. It's a great town, great people. You know, since moving south, I don't enjoy the cold, so I enjoy the winters there. But yeah, just go for it. I'm not really sure what's still downtown. I'm excited to be there in June and get to experience what
It changed a
Oneonta
little
still has to
bit.
offer that way.
Yeah, it changed a little bit. I mean, places come and go in a small town, restaurants and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, it definitely went through a change. I was there 10 years prior to you and 10 years after you. So it went through some changes, but all good, all good. I mean, the college is working with the town a little, well, the city a little bit more. They're closer, good relationship. So yeah, I mean, it also says here you did a little coaching, when at New York Mills. What was that experience like?
It was great. I definitely saw the struggles. You know, coaching the kids was great. I coached seventh and eighth, and then a little bit of JV before I got away from it, moved, came down here. But I definitely understand the struggles with parents. That was always a fun part of it. But and now moving down here, my sister-in-law, who also played at Oneonta, she was a senior when I was a freshman. She coached down in Greenville, well, Simpsonville, South Carolina. So she coached at high school. And when I first moved down here, I remember coming down and helping her and going to a few practices. And now she's got away from coaching, but she has little ones that are now playing. And her and my brother have been coaching their teams, and I've been doing stats there. So it's fun to kind of watch these little kids and get to enjoy the fundamentals of coaching and teaching these kids why basketball is such a great sport.
Yeah.
Without the whole competitive nature behind it.
Right. I was going to say, how much do you miss the competition? Did you do any playing when you after you graduated?
I did. Utica used to have, it's called the King of Kings League. I played in that a little bit with Madison, and we had some other local players from Utica College, some other friends that we knew that played basketball. So we played in that for a few years, and then maybe some pickup here and there. Actually, my sister-in-law has just gotten back into playing pickup with some friends she made here in a league. So might jump back into that, get back into shape, and
Yeah.
you get a little washed up, but you start getting nervous about tearing ACLs and ankles,
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
we
You
can't handle
play.
that anymore. We're old.
Yeah. You play for as long, you do it for as long as you can until you're like, eh, maybe not.
Now it's more half court stuff. The full court gets a little bit too much.
Oh, there you go. Well, listen, is there anything else you'd like to maybe talk about about your experience or people that you think were really important to you during your time at Oneonta?
Yeah, I mean, back what I said earlier when I started, all of my teammates over the 4 years, Daphne, Tom, Norm, everyone that was part of my career, I couldn't have done it without, my friends, my family supporting me. I mean, my parents never missed a game. They would
Yeah.
drive through snowstorms to get to Oneonta. They would drive through snowstorms to get to other places, drive all the way up to Plattsburgh and Potsdam.
Yeah.
And it was nice having their support and always being there, and my friends that would come to games. And it was a great experience. I couldn't have wished for anything better. And now having this honor to be inducted to the Hall of Fame is mind-blowing and something I didn't expect, and I'm very happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, well, we certainly, it's a well-deserved honor. I mean, I had the opportunity to watch you play for 4 years, so I can attest to, the special teams and the special times and, the memories of some of those great games that you played, within the conference over those 4 years. So thank you for the memories for me, because they're all memories for me. So,
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, again, congratulations. We certainly look forward to seeing you and your family and Christy, and maybe, I mean, did you say that Madison might come?
Yeah, I think Madison's coming in town. We're trying to recruit some others.
Yeah.
Amanda McDowell, we're trying to get
Oh.
her to come in town with her kids. I've told a few of the other teammates too, so I'm hoping more
Okay.
people will show up.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a great class, and to have you part of it is certainly makes it special. So, congratulations again. We look forward to seeing you on June 7th, 2025.
Very soon.
Yep, it is. It's coming right up. All
I
right.
hope you guys
So,
have some warm weather and
well,
snow by
it
the
should
time I
be
get
warm in June. It should be warm in
there.
June.
It's New York, you never know.
I know. We had snow in May once. Well, listen, we'll see you on June 7th, Samantha.
Awesome.